Monday night, Mishnah Berurah, Siman Kuf Lamed Dalet. Seidav Hu Rachum Bagbos HaTorah. Sif Aleph. Hagah. Noigam Laharbas B'Tachnunim B'Sheni B'Chamishi. Ba'oimim B'Hu Rachum, Ba'oimim also B'Kol Rom. That's the Mechaber says B'Kol Rom. We're going to see differently in the We're going to say differently in the Ramah. Then lo omro mu'umad, if you have to say it standing up, and if you didn't say it standing up, oivr la takona, b'nikra poiritz geder. There's a special takona to say it standing up. There's a reason for that. Hagah, the Ramah says, v'chein noigin lo omro mu'umad, the standing up, fine. That's taka what we know. Heg, abol omrim also b'lachash, we don't say it loud. Unless you're davening in Karlin Stolen, I guess. They probably pass them like the Machaber.
What's loud?
What?
What's loud?
Karlin Stolen. No, loud is... Birchas Kriyashma is called, you say it loud. I'm coming lafuke, screaming out. Birchas Kriyashma is called, that's said loud. Here you say it balachash. You say it lower than that. And taka, we do. Maybe no one ever realized that we're fulfilling the Ramah, but we are. But you don't. Vurachum is not said like Birchas Kriyashma. So you always thought it's because nobody really knew the words. So they're ashamed of saying it loud. People might hear that they're not saying the words. Okay. Umashinogim laharbas b'tachnunim b'sheni b'chamishi. What's that all about? Like, you know, and it even became a Yiddish expression, right? You had the Montag and Donnerstag, every Monday and Thursday. Mishum Shehen Yimei Ratzon. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah why. Actually, it's very funny that the Ramah calls it Yimei Ratzon. In other Sforim, they're called Yimei Din. And Adarabba, they're called... They're Yimei Din. Well, they're Yimei Din in Ksubis. Bezdin Shalmata would sit on Mondays and Thursdays, but that would be reflected in Bezdin Shalmaila, and they would be in some forum. It's called Yimei Din as opposed to Yimei Rachman. You have the same thing about Elul. Coming up to Elul now, Elul in many forum are called Yimei Rachman, and in some places it's called Yimei Din.
That's
okay. Kriyas HaTorah. It ties into Kriyas HaTorah. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. It ties into Kriyas HaTorah. L'chein noigim gamkin the sanos bohem, which I don't know too many people with that minig, but there was a minig to fast on every Monday and Thursday, and it's brought down in Siman Tuf Kuf Pei, the end of Hilchos Ta'anios, and maybe we'll be talking about it tonight in the 62nd halacha thing, that there was a minig to fast every Monday and Thursday over the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Let's clarify everything we're talking about here. So, Noigim Laharbas B'Tachnunim B'Sheni V'Chamishi, that's what we call B'Hu Racham. The Mishnah Berurah says, Yesh Mekom HaShenogim Loma Kodim B'Hu Racham Shloish Yisrei Midosh Shal Rachamim Uvidui. In Nusach Sfar, it says that every day before Tachanun. And in Chutz Loretz, Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't say it at all ever, I don't believe. And in Eretz Yisrael, Nusach Ashkenaz says it on Monday and Thursday. Do they do it here in the shul?
Why?
You don't do Shlosh Yisrei Midos Monday and Thursday. I'm Americans, you're a bunch of Americans. I don't know. I have to find out how widespread it is in Eretz Yisrael. I don't want to bring a riot from my shul in Yerushalayim. Pnei Shmuel doesn't say it Mondays and Thursdays?
No?
I'm surprised. What? My riot would be for Pnei Shmuel. Or Masas Mordechai. Masas Mordechai Davins Ashkenaz, or whatever the guy goes over Davins.
They don't say it, right?
Can anybody daven Sfard in Masas Mordechai? Can a guy go over three and daven Sfard?
I'm sorry.
Avshalom says on Mondays and Thursdays, Shlosh Yisrei Midos.
Yeah, I don't know what
I mean. Yeah, that's Minigaritz. I always thought it was Minigaritz, but I wasn't sure how widespread it was. Okay, there's no harm done if you don't do it. Except if it's widespread in Eretz Yisrael, I would want the shul to do it. If we find out it's widespread in Eretz Yisrael. I'll find out for myself what yeshivas do. Okay, anyway, that's this Mishnah Berurah. It's Beis Yosef brings it down. Okay.
I thought the Rambam was not so in favor of cutting vidui.
Yeah, that's a problem. Vidui. I'd like to cut out vidui. I'll catch you on the vidui pair. But
that's the
okay. I'm talking about the shleishas remidos. The vidui and the chanami. But to Let me find out. Now there's a famous story. How many people know the Vurachum story? The Tikkun Amiras Haolad Yudei Maisa Neis Gadol Kamuva Bekolbo Venitpas Besidurim. Not our Sidurim. Not even the Onskol Sidurim. Betzarech Lomer Bekavana Ubemoson Velo Bemerutza. Uh oh. Okay, that's. Now I brought along a paper that has three nuschos of the story. The first nusach is in Aramaic, so I won't read that nusach of the story. So I'll read the second nusach, which is in, from the Siddur Eitzat Tfilas. Okay, it brings down a medrash as follows. A melech captured three zakenim, must have been Tanoim, I guess, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yamin, and Rabbi Yosef, and put them in three boats. And Sholchem B'yam, and they went to some faraway place. They ended up somewhere on an island, let's say. And they were in Tzoris, and they each made a tefillah. Each of them made a tefillah. Each of them made like a third of the tefillah, what we know as V'hu Rachum. U'b'chol chelek that each one made up, there are yudches shemos, k'neged tefillos yudches. And then they were saved. And they came back to Klal Yisrael, and they was sent b'chol tfutzos Yisrael to save these tefillos b'sheni v'chamishi. Okay, another nusach.
Which these were these people?
I don't know if it was in the Medrash. They must have been Tanoim. They must have been Tanoim. Anshei Hashem shehuglu mirushalayim in the second nusach. Churban by Yesheni. Anshei Hashem huglu mirushalayim. And it's the same basic story. You put them in three boats, and they went away. But here they say where they were. One went to Lepanda, one went to France, and one Bordeaux. Bordeaux is, I think, in Italy. Bordeaux. Anyway, it's a much more complicated story. They were Afsaris. Same basic story. They were Afsaris, and they each made a third of the. Actually, it's very structured. The Moshe Shapiro used to talk about V'hu Rachum, at least the Nusach Ashkenaz V'hu Rachum. It's very structured. It has seven paragraphs. And he timed that each one is connected a day of the week. And he once talked about two or three of them, how they correspond to that day of the week, to the day of the week. You know, the Nusach Ashkenaz has seven paragraphs.
How does that fit that story, then?
Why? Three people, you mean 7 days, doesn't divide by three. Good point. Okay, anyway, Burachum is a special tefillah, and it's, you know, apparently it's like Boruch Shamar, right? We had the same thing about Boruch Shamar, that it's a piska came down from Shemayim. So Burachum is not a posh of a tefillah, but the standing up has to do with the Yud Ches Haskaros. It's reminiscent of Shmona Esrei. And that's why we stand up. That's why there's this takana to stand up for Hu Barachum, because it's reminiscent of Shmona Esrei. Omer Hu Barachum. What?
We'd have 54 though, yeah, based on that first story.
Based on the first story, it should have 54 askaros. At least in Nus. I don't know. Nus Hashkenaz is expired. I don't know. Anyway, Tikkun Amiras Olya Dei Neis. The Nikra Poritz Geder. If you don't stand up, the Yeshomim Dlo Nikra Poritz Geder Alam Loi Omri Klal. If you don't want to bother saying it. Now this is very chomer. This is very chomer because if you remember, Tachanun itself is Rishus. Right? Remember we had Tachanun itself is Rishus, not a Chova. So it turns out that V'hu Rachum is more intense and heavier than Tachanun. V'hu Rachum is Peretz Geder. If you don't say it at all, the Mechaber holds if you don't say it standing up, you're a Peretz Geder. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that if you don't say it at all, your prayer is gathered. Abul Amr Shloy Bamida that sheet the whole Bahali Bukhal prayer is gathered. But the point if you don't say it at all. But Tachron, if you don't say it at all, Tachron is Rishus. So it's very interesting. La Omer Mu'umud, Teretz says there was a takona to say it. A takona, I don't know, Lacha Chasimus HaTalmud probably, but. something that was mukubal on Klal Yisrael, Peretz Geder, mashma, you know, adarabah, when something is more, is an earlier takona, they don't have to threaten you with Peretz Geder. They just say, you're obligated, we made the chiyuv. It's when it came later, you know, like the cherem kadmoinim, not to, like it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, like the cherem, not to talk lashon hara, not to be mitzvah shema on a mace. So they had to make a cherem, because basically it would be mutter. Lashon hara, mitzvah shema is ben adam l'chaveiro. There's nothing wrong with doing it to a mace. So they had to make a cherem on it. Then, ironically, it became more chomer. The Sfaradim make a shvua.
Who made the cherem?
What?
Where did this
come
from? Which one?
On
Lashon
Hara and Lashon Hara. It's put down in the Chos Lashon Hara. It's put down in the Mishnah. You find, ironically, by Hetamei Rabbonim also, they're marrying two wives. So the Ashkenazim are bound by Chayim Levin Gershom with Hetamei Rabbonim. It's a little different, but it's a little the same. The Sfaradim, ironically, weren't makabel, so, but what became standard operating procedure by many Sfaradim is they would be nishba, it would be in the ksuba, they would be nishba to their wives that they wouldn't take another wife. So, but then ironically they don't have the out of the hetamei rabbonim, because they made a shvua. So in a lot of Sfaradim there's a cheshbon that they never meant to be makabel more than the Ashkenazim have. Only meant, you know, if I say vayet, you know, if an Ashkenazi could marry a second wife, but it's in the case of Moredes, so they never meant to be nishba more than that. Anyway, the weaker something is, the stronger it could become, because you have to shore it up. That's my point. La'omra mu'umad, the chain kel erech apayim, she'omrim atzer acher chatzi kaddish, tzorech loy megam kein mu'umad, it's a totally different reason. The Mishnah just threw it in here. I guess this is the only place he really discusses Kalera Chapayim. There's two Nuschos in Kalera Chapayim, right? There's a Siddur. Though he says Nusach Poilin and Nusach Ashkenaz. Some sources say you're supposed to say both. Okay. We say one. I think the common minig is to say one. Anyway, you have to say that movement because it's Vidui. Urachim, you have to say Mu'umad because that's the Takana. And if I remember correctly, the Takana had to do with the Yudches Shemos, that were Yudches Oskaris. Keler Chapayim, you have to say Mu'umad because it's a Vidui of sorts. Okay, Belachash, Kamo B'tzila Shmona Esrei, you see? We're again following the idea that Urachim is Me'ein a Shmona Esrei of sorts, and that's why we say it Belachash, the Ramo says. The Tam Deya Rishayna that you say aloud is because they la'oyer ha'kavona, the naira naira upashte, binyan zeh, meaning you do whatever the minig is. Ye shomrim dek shemesayim v'hu rachim koidim hashliach tzibur, yamtin im rachim v'chanin al hashliach tzibur, v'noifel imo. Okay, because of b'shari tshuva do'idna nowadays, ain roi tzibur mamtina lalach shliach tzibur, b'chol echad noifel alapo b'shor shegoymer, Ayin Shom. Okay, that's pretty much the common minig. It's probably recommended because you're really not supposed to be it's a good idea not to to avoid any possible hefsek, any potential hefsek before you go down to Filus Hapayim. So certainly you should say it as soon as you can. That's probably why Nusach Sfarad says it first, to avoid any hefsek.
What if you adopt the product?
What?
You didn't finish.
What about it?
The cousin's going down.
Yeah.
Should you go down with him?
Oh. You mean is it like Kairim by Elena? No. Yemei Ratzon. Why is it Yemei Ratzon? Sharbom Yom Shul Kabbalah Sluchos Achronos Shehoyu Yemei Ratzon, because that's when Hashem said Salachti Kidver. But that's when Hashem said Salachti, finally, on Yom Kippur, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luchos Achronos, Ola Moshe Rabbeinu Ola Vashalom B'Yom Chamishi, B'Yorad B'Yom Sheni. So you can probably figure this out, because they went out of Mitzrayim on a Thursday, so actually that was Tezvav Nisan, and the giving of the Torah was on Vav Sivan, so you do the math. He went up on a Thursday and he came down on a Monday. Yom Kippur was Monday that year. Okay. So, Yemei Ratzo. Because it rings the 40 days of Yemei Ratzo. The Cheshbainus of the Sfarim that say it's Yemei Din, this has to do with the fact that it's Yemei Din Lamato. So it's probably Yemei Din Lamala. That's when Bodei Din and Sit. And it has to do with wearing Shabbos. Anybody here learn about the different mazolos? So it comes out mazol madim, maz, I think it is, which stands for hariga. It's in position twice on Mondays and Thursdays. Those are the days it's in position. You know, it's a cycle. You see Rashi there. So it's in position twice on Mondays and Thursdays. It's Yemei Din. Lehisanos, ayin lekanon besoif simen tof kuf pei. Nowadays people don't exactly fast Mondays and Thursdays. Mare pnei ksiva sefer Torah l'om, the Mechaber says in Sif Beis. Now, Mechaber has them doing it before laning, which is certainly the Sfar them do it that way, and I think every Nusach Sfar Shul does it that way, or only some? What? I daven some. Some Nusach Sfar. Svardim do it, and some Nusach Svardim do it. That they do Hagvan Glila before they lay. That's based, the Mechaber has it happening that way. Marap Neksiva Sefer Torah L'Om Ha'ondim L'Yimina B'Lesmona Machzir L'Fona B'Liachrov. You can buy a pamphlet called Hagboa Sefer Torah K'Hilchosa, if you want to know exactly how to do it. There is such a pamphlet, by the way. Shemitzvah Al Kol Anoshim V'Noshim Liro Saksav. What are the women doing in shul? Liros haksav, they're supposed to see the ksav. Blechroa, bow down somewhat. Oh, do people do that? Do people korea by hagma? I never saw people. I know they stick out their finger. Below marvazosa Torah, which is a problematic posuk. It's not a posuk. It's a problem. Okay, we'll stop there. Right? Zosha Torah. You do know that Vizosa Torah Shasam Moshe Lepnei B'nei Yisrael Al Pi Hashem B'yad Moshe is not a posuk anywhere. It's two psukim put together. Vizosa Torah Shasam Moshe Lepnei B'nei Yisrael, that's a posuk. Al Pi Hashem B'yad Moshe is part of a different posuk. Al Pi Hashem Yachrov, Al Pi Hashem Yisrael, Al Pi Hashem B'yad Moshe. So it's one of these problematic things that what are we saying here psukim for? And what are we making up a pasuk that it doesn't say anywhere? Some people talk to say Vizosa Torah Rosh Hashanah Moshe Lepnei B'nei Yisrael and stop there. Yours truly included.
What's the pointing of the finger?
We'll see tomorrow. Because you're supposed to see the ksav. It's not enough to see the cloth. You're not supposed to say Vizosa Torah Rosh Hashanah Moshe unless you see the ksav itself. So
like
I guess
the
pointing is to show that you're seeing the letters, the words.